I want to warn you ahead of time. Before I say, let us pray at the end of the teaching, I have a very special announcement to share with you. And I'm not going to share it first because I want you to pay attention to the scripture. And it is, in one sense, completely separate. Now, look at the passage of scripture that is on the screen. We're beginning today with verse 22, and let's bow our heads in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, your Holy Spirit has guided and directed us, and we are here to worship you in spirit and in truth. And our prayer is a basic, simple one. Oh Lord, speak to each one of us that personal word that we need to hear in order to renew our spiritual life and our life as a whole. And we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Now, some for information. Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside. We don't know it as yet, but Jesus is going to move north from Jerusalem through Samaria and into Galilee. And we'll see next week, I think, if we're here, that this is directed by God. Why is he going through Samaria? But in any case, the other thing that you need to be careful of, he remained there with them and was baptizing. Jesus was not baptizing. Now, if some of you are wondering how I know that, I've just read ahead a little bit in the text, in which the Apostle John says that Jesus did not baptize anybody. He was overseeing his disciples just as John the prophet was overseeing his disciples who were doing the baptizing. John also was baptizing at Aeon near Salim. Now, no one who studies archaeology can yet say where those two villages or cities were. There are guesses. Some people put them on a map, but we actually don't know. And the reason why John, who was doing the baptizing, he knew water was plentiful there and people were coming and being baptized. And the whole point that the apostle John is saying, John, who was doing the baptizing or overseeing it, had not yet been in prison. And those of us who know the story, later on he's in prison because he was too much of a prophet, and later on he lost his head. I don't know how many of you know this, but Muslims will tell you how much they love Mary. Muslims will tell you how much they love Jesus, and Muslims will also tell you how much they love John, who was baptizing. Actually, in a mosque in Damascus, I'm going to put this in quotation marks, Betty and I had the privilege of looking at a glass case that preserved the head of John the Baptist. Now, I want you to know, I wasn't impressed, but that somehow seems very important to some of the Muslims. It's in a mosque, and they have kept the head preserved. It's not something I want to look at. How about you? Well, you haven't looked at it, so you don't know. In any case, John was questioned as to why is it that more people now are following Jesus and his disciples rather than following John. And I pointed out to you over the last few weeks, the followers of John existed, continued for over 200 years. It was like a little denomination or cult that existed alongside the Christian church. But this is not what John himself had recommended or supported. And he responded to his own disciples, many of whom became Jesus' disciples. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. That is to say, the bride is the people of God, the bridegroom is Jesus. The friend of the bridegroom, and that is what John the prophet says he was, stands and hears him and rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So John, who was a prophet, declaring, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Behold, the one who doesn't baptize in water, but immerses you in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete." And there's one of the great statements in the scripture. You know, we have verses. The verses are quite arbitrary. It's the next sentence. He must increase, but I must decrease. You know, everyone who is witnessing to Jesus, do you want to be praised for how effective you are? Or do you want to uplift Jesus? Do you want him to be the center of attention? Because he is the center of our lives. And we must decrease. How many people are so proud of how they witness for Jesus, rather than realizing it is the Holy Spirit is doing the work? And then, in addition to that, no one receives. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. Now, the Apostle John is saying the same thing over and over again for a series of verses. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he's seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. We'd rather listen to some earthly person who supposes dreams up how important they are. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to it. Now, to set a seal, the seal is the symbol of possession. If you have a seal on your ring and you put your impression on something, it belongs to you. The seal of God belongs to each one of us because we belong to Jesus. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For he gives the Spirit without measure. He's the one who immerses you and leaves you immersed until the Spirit saturates every fiber of your being. This is the meaning of baptism. Baptism isn't, "I'll put you in and take you out." But Jesus put us in the Holy Spirit and left us in. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. And this is the same thing over and over again. Do you get it? Why is there repetition? Because we need it. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Now notice something. Believes into the Son has eternal life. What's the opposite of that? The opposite is not just Jews does not believe. The opposite is does not obey. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. The contrast of believing into Jesus and obeying Jesus. This is a very significant passage, and I trust it will take root in your heart and mind. Before I pray now, a very special announcement from my point of view. Maybe you will share part of it. But on the 19th of August in 1948, on the campus, Baker Chapel, on the campus of Western Maryland College, which is now McDaniel College, Betty and I were married. I don't know whether you get it or not. That was 88 years ago. 88. Thank you. I outlived Melanie there. You see, I'm so upset. I'm so excited. Everybody's saying, "Happy Father's Day." Ah. And I have not responded. I just say, "Thank you. Have a happy Father's Day." there's something more important to me. Betty and I have been married 68 years. And every day we say, we thank the Lord. We have been so blessed. The fact that we have each other for 68 years and that we have our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. That's part of the father part and the mother part. Some of you may not know this, but Betty's father was a professor of philosophy at Western Maryland, and I was going to go there and major in philosophy when I met her. And I was introduced by a friend who knew her well. She was still in high school. And as we walked away, I said to the friend, if I go to college here, and when she finishes high school, she comes to college here, I'm going to date her. And I did. And when I dated her once, we never stopped going together. And we were going for 4 years before we were married because she finished college and I finished Princeton Theological, which was called at that time a Master of Theology. Anyway, I don't know whether you appreciate it or not. I've just shared something that's very meaningful to me. And I hope you will continue to pray for us as you've done in the past. We have been not in any way estimated, blessed, far beyond anyone could ever think. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, first of all, that we've heard John the Baptist's word. He must increase, I must decrease. Speaking of Jesus, and that's what each of us here wants to happen in our lives. And we want it, if it hasn't begun, we want to begin right now. And from the depths of our hearts, we thank you and we give you the praise and the glory in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.